Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the moon down.
Hello, howdy, and welcome to another Roadshow Radio Show right here with the Making Eight Radio Network. Man, it is Thursday, and we are kicking things off as we are broadcasting live from Abilene, Kansas, in the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. And, you know, last night, yesterday, we had the Slack started off yesterday morning, was actually going on while we were on air yesterday. And, you know, I'm telling you, there were some fast times turned in. And then we had a great Bulls, Broncs, and Barrels last night. And things are starting to heat up here in Abilene, Kansas. Now, the weather has been real well. The rain has kind of pushed back, stayed away from us just a little bit. So it's been really great, and we were real fortunate to have that. So, man, I'm excited, though, about what's going on. Now, we have got a lot of interviews. We have been around here and been able to catch up with so many rodeo personnel, some of the athletes that were stopping in yesterday and last night. We're talking about some of the guys and girls that we're going to see at the Wrangler National Finals in Las Vegas. A lot of them have been in the media here lately as they've been winning events during this Cowboy Christmas run. So lots of exciting stuff. But before we get into that, I want to let you know we have phone lines open. You guys can pick up the phone and give us a call. Tell us what's happening over in your area. You know, if you want to talk about an upcoming event, got questions or comments. You know, the last week we have had a fantastic week. We started off Monday with the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls and had an opportunity to talk with them a little bit about what they do, not only for rodeos but for the Western heritage, and their displays were truly amazing. Tuesday, we had a chance to talk with world champion bareback rider Kelly Timmerman, which was fantastic, one of my favorites. But I think it was top yesterday, as we had one of our great friends and finally had an opportunity to sit down with Arini Sutton, very talented young girl. We got to play some of her music. And I cannot wait till I get the entire album. I've got to get this album set up, but we're waiting on our autograph copy, so we'll have to see how that unfolds. But, man, we had a great conversation, and if you missed any of our shows this past week and you're tuning in right now at KWBY on iTunes and you say, man, I missed out on that, you can always go back to makingitradio.com. Just go down the homepage. You'll see the archives there. You can go back, click on them, listen to them anytime you like. I also want to let you know we have a live interactive chat room going on while we're here live. We also have our Twitter feed open, so you can send us tweets at Making8, and we'll be happy to take your questions or your comments right through there as well. But, wow, man, I'm telling you, it has just been exciting. Four PRCA rodeos going on in the state of Kansas here. These guys, and you know, we had a chance to talk with a lot of them. A lot of them are actually, were hitting the road right after yesterday and going back to Texas. There's a big PRCA rodeo going on down there. So these guys are all over the U.S. as they're, you know, hitting this rodeo trail. And really, a lot of them are kind of scrambling a little bit. I wouldn't say scrambling. There's really not a lot of pressure. They're just trying to rodeo as hard as they can to get themselves in the top 15 to make it to the Wrangler National Finals in December. Now, you know, the cutoff is the end of September, so they've got 2 months left. And these guys are just trying to hit as many rodeos as they can in this short period of time. They know that time is limited and it's, you know, kind of working against them. Now it's just time to rodeo hard, hit as many of them, hope you get into the money at each and every one of them. So we're going to take a short break, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening up here in Abilene, Kansas at the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. So stay tuned.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAn8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com. As we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Rodeo Safety One. Manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI. The makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, right here on a Thursday afternoon as we arrive from Abilene, Kansas, at the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. Now, you know, despite so many other activities going on, we have so much going on right here in Abilene, Kansas, as we've got one of the best stock contractors by far. One of the most impressive rodeo committees I've ever seen, working so hard to put this thing together. We've got legends like Liesl Harris down here. We've got great performers like Melissa Navarre. We have got great barrelmen. We've got so many things. We've also got Mike Mathis, who's the announcer down here, a professional rodeo announcer. We had an opportunity to catch up with him yesterday, so let's hear what he had to say about being here in Abilene, Kansas.
Hey, y'all, we're down here catching up with the man behind the microphone all week long in Abilene, Kansas, Mike Mathis. Mike, talk to us about what it's like to be down here in this beautiful Kansas weather.
That's a great rodeo, and I tell you what, first thing, hats off to this committee. Yesterday morning, the arena was about 8-10 inches deep in slop and mud. These guys worked all day yesterday, hauling it out of here, bringing more dirt in. The arena may be as good as it's ever been. And, you know, this is the start of one of Kansas' largest rodeos, the Wild Bill Hickok, all the great tradition, the great cowboys that are here. Over the next four performances, we're going to see some of the best in the world, from world champions to match against Sammy Andrews, great livestock. This is as good as it gets. A hardworking committee, tradition, a great facility, and at the same time, the best cowboys in the world matched up against a great production like Sammy Andrews. So this is as good as it gets, one I'm really proud to be a part of. And here this morning, you know, we've talked to Jerome Schneeberger, we've Matt Reeves, Jewel Hazen. They're all here in the Time to Vent side of rodeo. And that will continue all through the week in the rough stock as well. Tonight when we kick off with bull riding, you know, you're going to see guys from the mayors to the best in the world, Trey Benton's here, a host of others before it's done. So this is what it's all about. This is why people want to come to a great rodeo.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, to start off this August month and be down here in Kansas, and you're absolutely right, the committee has done a great job. Now, talk to us about how long you have actually been announcing down here.
I think that I've been coming to Abilene about 9 years now. This is, like I say, one of those that's been an annual stop. It's a great rodeo that we plan on. And so they say that you can't keep up with how long you've been coming, because if you ever figure that out, that's when they're going to replace you. So I don't know. I just keep coming back. But I think it's about 9 years I've been coming here. And as I say, this is one that you know, we look forward to. It's as good as it gets.
That's right. Now, here's the real question, and this is a real serious one, Mike, but I hear that there is a huge softball game on Saturday between the rodeo personnel and the committee down here. What's your take on that?
Okay, the rodeo is really secondary to the softball game.
That's
the softball
right.
game is what this is all about. And it started years ago. And the committee has now started bringing in ringers, so we have to be very careful. It's a hard-fought softball game, happens every Saturday morning of the rodeo. The committee plays the contract personnel as well as any of the cowboys we can gather up. You have to wear boots. You have to wear a hat. If you lose your hat, you're out. It's become blood and guts. So we keep records and scores, and we'll know Saturday who's going to be the champ for this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is great catching up with you, and we look forward to catching up with you down here throughout the weekend. And it's a great time in Kansas.
It is that. We look forward to everybody. If you're within the shout of our voice, you got a chance. You want to see this rodeo.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mike Mathis, pro rodeo announcer, and he is going to be here all week. He's going to check in with us a little bit later on in the show, give us a recap of what happened last night in the Bulls, Bronx, and Bulls event. And, man, I'll tell you, it was pretty exciting, you know. Like I said, once again, you cannot say enough about this committee here. And we're going to actually hear from a couple of the members of the committee here a little bit later on as well. Now, this event is called the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. And, you know, the cool thing was is we're sitting around down there back behind the bucking chutes yesterday, and we happened to see none other than Wild Bill Hickok himself. And we had an opportunity to stop him and talk with him about being down here at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. So let's take a listen.
Hey, guys. We are down here at the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. And, you know, we could not have a Wild Bill Hickok rodeo without having Wild Bill here. And we've actually got him here now. His real name is actually Wade. And, Wade, you've been doing this for some time. Is that right?
That's right.
How many years?
Oh, I'd say about five or six here at the rodeo.
Okay. And you also do it here in the old Abilene town?
Old Abilene town. We do the gunfights 6 months out of the year, and I've been doing that for about 12 years.
Really? And now Friday, you guys are actually doing a special one and having some visitors from another country down here, right?
Yeah, we got our sister city in Japan is going to be here visiting, and we'll be doing a special gunfight for them on Friday.
Well, great. Well, Wade, it's great to see you down here and representing the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here another year.
That was Wade, who is known here in Abilene, Kansas, as Wild Bill Hickok. And I'll tell you, if you guys have not seen the photos that have come across on our Facebook page or Twitter, make sure to go over there and follow them. You can check our group page or our network page at Making 8 Network on Facebook, and you will see the photos there. There are some great ones. Some of the action highlights I came across last night as well. But a lot of the rodeo personnel and everybody working hard here in Abilene, Kansas. It was a great time. And I thought it was pretty neat to be able to catch up with Wild Bill Hickok himself. I can always remember as a kid watching this show that came on, and it was called Young Riders. And it was actually had Stephen Baldwin in it, and it was about the Pony Express, and they had Wild Bill Hickok there. So every time I hear the name, that's the first thing I think of, as a you know from being a kid and just watching rodeos and horses and all. Now, you know we can't have a rodeo around these parts without having the queens here, and we actually you know we've been to events in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, all over, and, you know, we've caught up with so many of the queens, the contestants. We've caught up with Miss Rodeo Oklahoma, Miss Rodeo Texas, and last night we had an opportunity to catch up with none other than Miss Rodeo America, as she was here in Abilene, Kansas, and she will be the rest of this week. So let's take a listen as we're able to catch up with her.
Well, fans, you know, as we have traveled up and down the road this year, we have caught up with Miss Rodeo Texas, Miss Rodeo Oklahoma, and it's only fitting that we would catch up with Miss Rodeo America, Sinead Shiner. Sinead, talk to us about what it's like for you being here in Abilene, Kansas.
Oh, you know, like you said, I'm surprised we haven't caught up yet already with the way we're both on the road. To be in Abilene camp, so I'm really excited. This is kind of, I'm on the downhill slope of my years, Miss Rodeo America. And nothing to me is better than rounding it out with a good hometown rodeo. You can't beat that small town country feel as the community pulls together to put on this event.
That's right. Now, how has your year gone as Miss Rodeo America?
Oh, you know, it's been everything I hoped before and more, although it has gone by way too quickly in my book. I can't believe here in this December during the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, we'll already be crowning a new Miss Rodeo American in just a few months.
So what are your plans afterwards? What are you going to do?
Well, you know, for Miss Rodeo America, we receive an amazing scholarship of over $22,000, so I'll be putting that scholarship to good use and going back to school.
What are you going to go back to school for?
Radiology.
Really? So you're going to jump over to the medical side of things, huh?
Yes, I am. Go to the medical side of things, and then hopefully if I have enough scholarship money left over, I'll probably go back and do something in marketing and business as well.
Wonderful. Well, good luck, and congratulations on having such a great year this year.
Oh, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely.
That was Miss Rodeo America, Sinead Shiner, and man, I'll tell you, to see her out here at this event in Abilene, Kansas is just fantastic. Really enjoyed being able to catch up with her. You know, we've talked about it on just about every one of our shows since we got here to Abilene. We talked about the hard work of the rodeo committee, and we had an opportunity to catch up with one of the committee members, but he is not only a committee member, he's also the committee chaplain, or the rodeo chaplain here in Abilene, Kansas, Mr. Stan Norman. So let's take a listen to what Stan had to say about being here at the 68th annual Walk Bill Hickok Rodeo.
Hey guys, we are down here with one of the rodeo committee members and the rodeo chaplain, Stan Norman. Stan, talk to us about what it's like for you to be a part of this committee down here in Abilene, Kansas.
First of all, it's a challenge, a great challenge, because opportunity, because the fact is they get to share the gospel, but also in the context to work with the cowboys, because I tell you, there's an opportunity to share and minister both to committee members that have gone through tragedies in their life and to cowboys, you know, because I remember the first year when I was part of this, Greg Fuller, who was at that time was a PRCA Rookie of the Year, was really hurt by a bull and was able to go with him to the hospital, ended up going to another hospital with him, be there to minister to he and his girlfriend at the time, and how God reopened the door and we share the gospel and to minister to them. So there's a lot of facets that come in this whole thing. And it's been a real challenge because it's put my faith in it, and I call the real world context. Because pastors so often, what we are, is they live in a pristine world. And being in the cowboy culture, it moved me back into where you hear language, you hear context of things, and you're going to say, you know what, this is the real world, but God calls us to minister in that.
That's right. Well, I've got to say, it's great to see you here. Now, we had a chance to catch up with you and actually met at the Ram National Circuit Finals, and lo and behold, Lord works out, and we're here in Abilene, Kansas together. So, now, how long have you been on the committee or part of the rodeo committee down here at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo?
This is my 12th year. I came on 2001.
Okay, and have you seen a lot of changes over the years? I mean, this has grown pretty big over the last few years, am I right?
I'm not sure what you're asking. What changes are you talking about within the committee or within the rodeo world as a whole? What are you asking for? Let me ask.
Well, just, I mean, for the actual rodeo itself, the changes that you've seen in the 12 years.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Of course, Abilene has been able to be, even though we know in the rodeo world it's kind of the dog-eat-dog because you want to be the top dog, and Abilene has been, in the last several years, one of the top five finalists in 1 year in the big rodeos before they made a mid-sized category. And so we've seen that Abilene's been, not last year, but 2 years before that in a row, we were the top, well, the top five. And so to see that opportunity there of context of what it takes to make a good rodeo, like I told some of our committee members, we have created a monster. Now we have to keep feeding it. And because there's always that demand dollar-wise. And so it's one of those things we have to keep working at here.
That's right. Well, you know, you guys bring down Sammy Andrews of the Andrews Rodeo Company, and what's it like to work with him for so many years and have him down there?
I love him because, first of all, he's a very matter-of-fact guy. You know, he's no nonsense, but he's also a man that I've seen is a man of great integrity. You know, he's not given to a lot of emotional hype. He calls the things for what they are. He sees things that he has a problem with in the rodeo world that maybe he has a problem ethically, and he speaks to it. And it's good to have a man like that, even though it might cost us more. But he also gives us the great quality because we know when his stock comes in, we have the quality. So when we have a contract, we know we're getting what he says he'll give us.
That's right. Well, amongst his greatness as a stock contractor, now I hear that there is a big rivalry heated up on Saturday. There's a softball game. A big softball tournament between the committee members and the Andrews Rodeo Company. What's your take on that?
Plus other cowboys that kind of are hanging around. You know, so we have to take them on. We love it. Now, it kind of goes going back and forth. Last year, we killed them for the first time in years. We maybe won by one run, but most of the time they beat us by one or two runs. But our committee has gotten younger, and so we now have some power.
That's right.
In fact, I think last year I was the I'm 57. I was the oldest guy to play on the committee last year, or on the team last year. But I played softball for a long time, so I feel like I'm doing my part in that whole thing. But it's a lot of fun.
Well, excellent. Well, we look forward to it. We look forward to this event down here. And Stan, it's great to run into you down
Amen. Out here.
In Abilene, Kansas. And we look forward to seeing you down the road again.
Thank you, brother. Good to talk to you.
That was Stan Norman, one of the committee members here at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. And he's not just a committee member, but he's also a chaplain down here. And true inspiration, great guy. And man, I'll tell you, he is truly very well-spoken. It's great to talk with him about this rodeo here in Kansas. You know, there's so many others that we had an opportunity to catch up with. One of them is a guy, you know, there's so many unsung heroes that help make this event what it actually is. And, you know, one of the traditions in here is when Abilene, Kansas first brought in the scoreboards, which were way back in the 80s, you know, and started keeping time. And, of course, that made this event one of the key features for spectators to come down and watch. And we actually caught up with a guy who's been here since 1982. And Scott Walton, who was here running the scoreboards back then, and we had an opportunity to sit down with him for a few minutes. Let's take a look.
Hey, guys. We are down here with Scott Walton, and he is the one down here running the scoreboards for the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo here in Abilene, Kansas. Scott, you've been coming down here to Abilene for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, sir. First time I came here was in 1982 with Harry Vold. I worked for Harry Vold for almost 15 years, and then I started coming here with Copenhagen Skull and their rodeo program, the scoreboard program. And then I started coming back on my own. Copenhagen Skull sold out and went to work for myself and on my own. I've been here for, this is my fourth year.
Now, you travel to all different types of events, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we just came from Cheyenne Frontier Days, leaving here, going to Castle Rock, Colorado, and on to Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. And then in the winter, we do work at Fort Worth, San Antonio, and some other places. And it keeps us busy. We travel a lot.
I bet it does. What would you say is probably one of your favorite places to go and run the scoreboards for?
Oh, you know, they're all favorites. I've been going there a long time. Family, I mean, you know, rodeo is a family. And so I got family and friends at all these places. I guess, you know, consecutively I've been coming here a long time to Abilene and Cheyenne Frontier Days. But they're all great to me. I got no favorites. I just probably got more family and friends at Abilene, Kansas and Cheyenne Frontier Days than I do at some of the others because I've been consistently going there for so many years.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, it is a family tradition down here, and it's a long time running. Well, Scott, it's great to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
That was Scott Walton, who is here running the scoreboards. And, you know, he's not just here, but he's at many other events throughout the year. So if you guys ever have an opportunity and you hear that name, make sure to stop by and say hey to him. I'll tell you, these guys work so hard and travel many miles to make these events what they are. And we're proud to actually have an opportunity to sit down with them and talk with them a little bit. Now, you know, moving into another representative here for the state of Kansas, you know, we talk a lot about the rodeo queens and all. We actually had an opportunity to talk with a young queen. She is actually Miss Rodeo K-State, as they have their own queen coronation and within the colleges. And it was really neat to sit down with her as well. So let's take a listen to what she had to say.
Hey, guys. We are down here with Miss Rodeo K-State, Kansas State. Lindy Singular. Lindy, talk to us about what it's like for you to be here in Abilene, Kansas.
Oh, you know, I'm just having a blast. Abilene is always a fantastic rodeo. They're a big sponsor to the Miss K-State Rodeo Pageant, and so I really do appreciate all their hospitality. Everybody pulls together, and they put on an excellent show here for the hometown, so I'm having fun.
Oh, yeah, you can't help but have a good time here in Abilene, Kansas. Now, talk to us what it's like been like for you being out as Miss Rodeo K-State.
My year has really gone by a lot faster than what I've liked it, but I'm having a blast doing it, doing what I love. I love the sport of rodeo, and I love being around the livestock, so a girl couldn't ask for anything better, I guess.
And you're in college, is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm a senior at Kansas State University, and I am majoring in ag economics, and I'm also minoring in animal science.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, that's sure going to keep you busy when you get done. Well, we are enjoying watching you down here all week long, and we look forward to seeing you at some other events. Now, are you going to be at some more events coming up?
Yeah, I'm up next at Ellsworth, and then I'm going to be trekking down the road, going to the finals in Greensburg, and hitting up some of the other finals around town in Topeka. So come out and enjoy this fun, and I hope to see you guys down the road.
You bet. Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me. So.
All right, that was Miss Rodeo K-State, Lindy Singular, and it was great to catch up with her. She will also be down here all weekend long as we are getting things fired up. Now, before we take a break, we also want to sit down and talk with another rodeo committee member. Now, this guy was, you know, he's been here since really the beginning of building this committee to put on this great event, the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, here in Abilene, Kansas. And I had an opportunity to sit down with him, not just for this interview, but also last night, and talked about some things, and man, just shared some stories of his experiences around rodeo. And man, it is great to hear so many exciting stories about how rodeo has impacted so many here in Abilene, Kansas. This is Sid Hammond, so let's take a listen to what Sid had to say about being here in Abilene, Kansas.
Hey guys, we are down here with one of the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo Committee members, Sid. And Sid, talk to us about how long you have been here with this committee.
Okay, I joined the committee, or was one of the founding members of the committee in 1986. And there are four founding members. Bruce Kogler is still an active member of the committee along with myself. So it's been quite an experience, and we've enjoyed it very much.
Well, since 1986, talk to us about some of the changes that you have seen here, some of the things that have transpired. I'm sure there's been quite a few.
Yes, there have. We originally formed a committee, which is kind of a subcommittee of the Central Kansas Free Fair. They needed some people with some expertise on rodeo to kind of help them continue to produce a rodeo and make it better. So that's how the committee and why the committee was formed. We started making improvements the second year to the arena, putting in a better arena fence, a portion of it at a time, to make it safer not only for the contestants but also for the spectators. From there, over the years, we've built over the chute seating, which was a major undertaking, over the buck and chutes. We've also improved on some restrooms on the east side of the arena, and a rodeo office, along with a new concession stand about 15 years ago or so. Those are some of the major improvements that we made to the facilities.
Well, while we're talking about that now, we've had a lot of rain here in Abilene, Kansas. You guys, your crew, your committee, your volunteers are out here working diligently to make this arena rodeo safe and ready for this entire week. Talk to us about these volunteers and all these committee members that are part of that.
Okay, all the members on the committee are, as you say, volunteers. Nobody gets paid to be on this committee. They donate their time. They're businessmen, they're farmer stockmen. Some of them have some rodeo background, some of them don't, just have an interest in rodeo. And we meet during the year, once a month, and diligently, and go over business and everything. And of course, as any rodeo committee member knows is something you have to plan 2 or 3 years in advance. But when during the spring and early summer months, while we start preparing the grounds, make sure it's up to date, make any repairs and improvements to the facilities. So on, we usually work on Saturdays. You know, come in on some Saturdays and try to do that work. There's approximately, I think, 26 members on the committee at this time.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, they have done a fantastic job down here to get this event ready. Now, you have the Andrews Rodeo Company in here bringing the livestock for this week. And from what I understand, there's supposed to be a challenge between the committee and the Andrews Rodeo Company in a softball game on Saturday. Is that correct?
That is correct. The contractor and contract acts, the bullfighters and the clowns and stuff, play on one team and the rodeo committee members on another team, and it's a softball game. I think it would go something like 5 innings. We can't handle much more than that. And it's something that we've been doing for a number of years. I can't really remember how long back it's been, but it's a lot of fun. We've gotten some publicity from it. It's even been talked about in the Rodeo Sports News a couple years ago. So it's just a good, good fun thing to do. Miss Rodeo America usually participates in it along with Miss K-State Rodeo here, and it's just a fun event. It brings us all together.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, we certainly look forward to it, and we appreciate you taking the time out here to talk with us, and look forward to seeing such a great event here in Abilene, Kansas.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope that we do have a good rodeo and that everybody is safe and can go on down the road. Thank you, sir.
That's right. Thank you.
That was Sid Hamill, one of the committee members here, one of the longtime committee members here at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. And, you know, since we got here, that was one of the first things that we talked about was this softball game, and we cannot wait to see what's going to happen on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun, but, you know, it really is a way to bring the committee and the stock contractor like Sammy Andrews and his staff and all of the rodeo personnel here together in Abilene, Kansas. So what a great time. And we look forward to being out there and covering the event. You know, we're gonna get pictures and highlights, and we may even catch up with some interviews, and we'll talk about it for sure. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Slack performance. We're going to have some interviews from some of the contestants. We're also going to highlight and wrap up last night's event, the Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels event that went on last night at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. So stay tuned.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Today, I don't need your empty promises, and I don't need your change. I can see right through you, man. I know all your games. You better leave well enough alone. You don't know nothing about Texas strong. You better get up. Texas strong. Don't talk to me with your forked tongue and honey-covered lips. Don't touch me with that fire flowing from your fingertips. Don't
guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard at Waukee.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8Rodeo.com. As we are fired up on a Thursday, tonight is round one performance. Now, yesterday morning, they started the slot. Contestants were coming in already, as there are so many rodeos going on here in the state of Kansas. Guys are trying to make those last-minute runs to the Wrangler National Finals in December. So, getting right down to it, you know, there are a lot of guys passing through. Now, the way the results stand right now in the timed event slot, Clayton Haas had a run yesterday of 3.8 seconds. And you talk about a fired out of the box. That guy was quick, and it was a great time. Now, Clayton Haas is sitting 25th right now. He's going to need to earn some money to get himself there. He's only about $8,000 to $9,000 behind, so he's got a little bit of ground to make up, but he can certainly do that with some of these payouts going on this weekend. So a lot of things can change. We're going to see a lot of things happen in the world standings here. Now, one of the guys that is sitting pretty comfortably right now, Matt Reeves, was also here. Now, he just came off a really big weekend. We had an opportunity to catch up with Matt, so let's hear what he had to say.
Hey guys, I'm down here with one of the steer wrestlers, Matt Reeves. Matt, talk to us about how things have been going for you this summer. You had a pretty good weekend this past weekend, right?
Man, last week was real good. It's by far the biggest week I ever had. By far the best, most money I ever won at a rodeo. So Shan was great and won a little at Deadwood too. So July was a good month.
Well, good deal. Now you're coming into August and out here in Abilene, Kansas. Talk to us about the rest of your summer run here.
Man, we've got 5 rodeos this week and 3 next week, and then we'll head to the Northwest. I've got a lot of rodeos left, so I'll stay real busy just trying to get to 70.
There you go, making that chase for the Wrangler National Finals in December, right?
Oh, yeah. We kind of caught up a lot where now we got to go do our job instead of just trying to catch up the whole time.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, congratulations on this past weekend, and good luck the rest of the summer. Hopefully we'll see you in Vegas.
Thank y'all.
That was one of the steer wrestlers that had come through yesterday in the slack. I will tell you that Matt is doing pretty well. Some of the other events didn't have much luck here yesterday, but hey, I mean, that's kind of the nature. You hit as many as you can and just hope that you can lock some down. So we look forward to seeing Matt. He's sitting pretty comfortable right now in 5th place, but you know, you can't let up. You got to get out there and stay with it and hope that when all the dust is settled, that you'll be there in Las Vegas in December. Now, another guy we had an opportunity to catch up with is a tie-down roper, Jerome Schneeberger. Now, Jerome is taking a little bit of time off. He's kind of slowed down a little bit this year, but he's hitting a lot of these here around locally, and he's doing pretty well. He actually was in Phillipsburg, Kansas as well, sitting second in the standings there, but, you know, with a time of 8.3. So, you know, Jerome has had a pretty good run here this week so far. You're going to see if that's going to be enough time to keep him in the money, but we had a chance to catch up with Jerome here in Kansas, in Abilene, Kansas, yesterday. So let's take a listen.
Hey, y'all, we're down here with one of the tie-down ropers, Jerome Sneedbergers. Jerome, talk to us about your summer. You've been having a little bit of vacation, right?
Yeah, I just decided to slow down, you know, kind of just ease around the house, and been working back home, and, you know, just kind of ease around to the good rodeos around here and shoot, just enjoy it.
So just staying local and hanging out here, spending time with the family and all?
Oh, the family, they're gone. My wife, she's secretary's rodeo, so she usually takes the boys, and I stay home, and, you know, been working and then trying to rodeo on the side.
Well, there you go, man. Well, what are your plans now for the next month or so? You going to be out here hitting all these in Kansas?
Yeah, we'll just come to the circuit rodeos and stuff and just try to work, you know, odds and ends and this and that back home and, you know, just have a good time at it.
Oh, that's right. That's what it's all about. Talk to us about your horse you're running.
Oh, we got two different horses. They belong to Rick Kiekeffer in Arizona. You know, he sent them to me. He said, shoot, take, you know, just go rope on them. I'm not roping. Not that I'm roping much, but they've been good. You know, I took one of them to Calgary the other day, and I'd rode him at one rodeo before that, and, you know, did really good up there. And so, you know, he looked out for me. He knows what I can ride and what, you know, what would fit me. So it's been good.
Well, good deal, man. Well, good luck to you the rest of the season here, and, you know, we'll catch up with you down the road.
All righty. Thank you.
That was Todd Allen Roper, Jerome Sneedberger, and it was great to catch up with him and talk about what he's been doing here this summer. And, man, I got to say, you know, these guys are out here to win it. There's no question. You know, Jerome's sitting second right now at another rodeo here in Kansas. So we look forward to seeing what he can bring in here this weekend, as there are four PRCA rodeos going on right here in Kansas alone. So lots of great things. Now, the other ones in the Slack, they had the team roping Slack performance yesterday. Colby Love and Martin Lucerio are leading the team roping with a time of 4.7 seconds. So, they're turning in some fast times here in the Slack, and you can't say enough about the committee once again setting this arena up and making sure that this was a great, good, safe arena for these guys to run in. In the barrel racing, now, yesterday was pretty exciting. Now, I missed the barrel racing Slack performance yesterday, and I was kind of upset because one of my personal favorites, Kaylee Bass, was actually in it from Kissimmee, Florida. She turned in a time of 17.75 seconds and was leading the standings going into last night's Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels event to kick off the 68th annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. She also traveled up and down the road pretty hard. She was at a few other events here and is actually doing fairly well. We were able to catch up and find out. Looks like, I'm trying to get the results that have come in. I know that she is, she was at another event. It would be, Hill City, Kansas, where she is tied for second place there. But Kaylee was leading going into last night's barrel racing. Now, the barrel racers that were here last night were also in the overall competition. I do believe they pay out some day money, but the overall times all go towards the average here in Abilene, Kansas. So, you know, we could have saw a lead change, and we're going to find out here in just a few minutes whether or not we did. So going into the Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels event here last night to kind of kick off the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, which was really neat. They have day money. They also have some bonus money that they give out to the rest stock riders, which was really a neat deal. Gets these guys a little bit of money in their pocket. Gives them some incentive to really get down here and and compete at this event. And they, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a pretty good one. They had four sections of bull riding. They had a section of saddlebronc riding, and they had two sections of barrel racing going on, as well as having the legendary Liesl Harris down here. They also had Melissa Navarre down here doing her trick riding. So lots of activities. And, of course, Mike Mathis, the pro rodeo announcer, was down here behind the microphone and on horseback. So it was really great to see him down here as well. And then, you know, with Wild Bill Hickok down here, I'll tell you, it fired up the crowd down here. We had a good, great turnout for a Wednesday night. In the bull riding, man, I'll tell you, they started things off a little slow. You know, when you, anytime you're going up against Andrews Rodeo Company stock, you better come with your hammer cock. I'm telling you, you know, if you are not with it, if you do not have your A game, there is going to be trouble. So, man, I'll tell you, we actually had Sage Kimsey was our first qualified ride with 77 points. Now, he actually was given a reride option but chose not to take it, which gave him an opportunity to possibly win some overall money. Not sure 77 was going to hold on to the lead, but we had an opportunity to catch up with Sage, so here he is.
We're down here with the leader in the bull riding so far, Sage Kimsey. Sage, you had 77 points. Had an option for a reride, but you chose to stick with the score. Tell us why.
Well, I really didn't know that reride bull. Sammy said he was good, but I was the only guy to ride one so far. And we'll see if it holds. 77 is not a bad score. I know it's not what I really wanted, but also it's not a real bad score either.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got a little day money out of that as well. You know, the only guy so far to have a qualified ride here tonight. How's that feel?
It feels really good here. Abilene's really good to the contestants, and they do the bonuses and stuff. So I won the 400 in bonuses, and I'll still have some day money coming.
Well, right on. Now, where are you headed next?
We're headed to Dalhart, Texas tomorrow, and then to Dodge and Phillipsburg.
Well, good deal, man. Well, good luck to you, and hopefully we'll see you down the road.
All right, thank you.
That was Sage Kimsey, who came in with score 77 points. Got himself a little day money. We'll see if it'll be enough to hold out. Now, in the saddlebronc riding, we had Jacobs Crowley, who's NFR qualifier, also from Stephenville, Texas. And we had an opportunity to catch up with him, talk about his ride. So here he is.
All right, we're down here with Jacobs Crowley. Jacobs had a pretty good run tonight in the saddlebronc. Talk to us about that horse you had, Teardrop, in New Frontier.
Yes, sir. That horse is she's kind of a local horse. He stays around Kansas for the most part, and so I wasn't too familiar with it. But I talked to a bunch of guys from around here, and they said she's a nice horse. And sure enough, she just circled around her left, jump kick, super nice to ride.
And you sure did do your part. 82 points on her, and not a bad start down here in Kansas.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's great when you can start a 4 or 5 day weekend, you know, with an A2 and be winning it and stuff like that, and a couple hundred bucks in day money, you know, never hurts the rig.
That's right. Gas money gets you down the road. Now, where are you headed next?
Dalhart, Texas, tomorrow night, and then back up to Dodge City, Kansas. So,
well, good luck to you. Hopefully, we'll see you down the road.
Yes, sir. See y'all soon.
That was Jacobs Crowley. Now, in the barrel racing, we had talked about Kelly Bass leading in the slack. Well, last night we had a leaderboard change. Sabrina Ketchum came in and ran a time of 17.41. Fast time down here, was a great run, and we want to send her congratulations. Now, in the bull riding, like I said, we were limited to some qualified rides. We did have a lot of top names here, one of them being Trey Benton III. Trey Benton III had himself a great ride down here. Let's take a listen to what Trey had to say.
Hey, guys, we're down here with professional bull rider Trey Benton III. Trey, talk to us about your ride here tonight.
He's a little spotted bull. My buddy Bradley Harris knew him real well, so he was going to be a few and around the right, and that's what he did. Kind of the first jump kind of cracked me between the eyes a little bit, but then we set up and made a good bull ride.
I'll tell you, it was close right there at the whistle, but they gave you 85 points for it, man. Now, that's leading here in Abilene, man. Pretty good run, huh?
Yes, sir. Just trying to keep it going. I had a good last week. I won Salinas and second at Nampa. Kind of put me back up in the standings. And now just trying to get up into that top 10 for us.
That's right. Now, you're making a strong push. You're hitting the road right after this deal tonight. And then where are you heading next?
I'll be at Dalhart, Texas tomorrow. And then I'll be at Dodge City, Kansas on Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll go to Lovington on Tuesday. Just no breaks. Just keep rolling.
Hey, that's all you can do, you know. So, despite having a really good Cowboy Christmas run, now we were just talking, you said you were around 80th going into the Cowboy Christmas run?
Yes, sir. Before Pecos, which started off our 4th of July run, I was 82nd. And then after Nampa and Salinas a few weeks ago, I moved up to 18th, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got to keep that momentum rolling while you can, and good luck. Hopefully we'll see you down the road there in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Darce Trey betting the third, having himself a pretty good run here so far. They, you know, good Cowboy Christmas run, carrying it over to the month of August now as he starts off up here in Kansas. He'll be down in Texas tonight and then back up here to Kansas, making himself a great run, trying to get himself in that top 15. We'll look to see if he can make it happen here in these next 2 months to get there to the Wrangler National Finals. So, with that being said, folks, we're running out of time, but I want to give you our radio wrap-up, courtesy of Mike Mathis, pro radio announcer. So let's check in with Mike. Take it away.
3, 2, 1. Hey, a great opening night at the Wild Bill Hickok right here in Abilene, Kansas. It doesn't get any better than this. We started off tonight, it was Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels, a way to kind of a prelude to a great rodeo that's going to happen here. In the barrel racing we start with tonight, Sabrina Ketchum. This young lady is on fire. She's number 6 in the world right now. She's coming off big wins over the 4th of July that carried on into Utah. She ran a 17:41 to take the lead. She'll be the one we'll be chasing. Behind that, we also mentioned that in the Bronx riding tonight, and what a set of Bronx. Jacobs Crawley, twice the Wrangler National Finals. Jacobs put an 82-point number up. But I'll tell you this, with the talent that's here the rest of the nights in Abilene, it's going to take more than 82 to take home a check right here. But the bull riding tonight, it doesn't get any better. Bucked off some of the best in the world, from Clayton Fulton to Cooper Davis to the National Finals guys from Tate Stratton. They were all here tonight. But Trey Benton, Rock Island, Texas, put an 85-point ride on a great bull called Price Sheriff. He's the man right now in the lead. Only 2 qualified rides. Sage Kimsey, another young man that's been really red hot, was 4th in Cheyenne here this past week. He's the man that made the other qualified ride. But some of the best bull riders in the world, including Cody Teal and a host of others, will be here before the week is done. We're going to rodeo more here on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. As always, the Wild Bill Hickok, there's none like it. If you want to come see a great rodeo, this is it. You want to hear about it, stay tuned. We'll let you know who's going to be the champions of the Wild Bill Hickok.
Thanks, Mike, for checking in with us here and giving us a little bit of wrap-up. We are out of time, folks. We always like to leave you with some cowboy logic, so here you go for today. Keep it tuned in right here to MakingARadio.com as we got all your radio information. We're bringing it to you live from Abilene, Kansas, in the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, keep her tuned in. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.